Say, Groucho was really rapid tonight, wasn't he, Ken?
Yeah, imagine that couple winning $1,000.
We're on the wrong program.
Someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield. Produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Bears, and Bing's guest, Al Jolson. And now, ladies and gentlemen, with the year 1949 almost gone, it's our pleasure to present a man who, during the past 12 months, has brought to the world such outstanding song hits as White Christmas.
Continue, Ken.
That's it.
Well, wait a minute, wait a minute. Hey, I did a lot of other big tunes this year.
Yeah?
You seem to have overlooked my smash record of I'm Dancing with Tears in My Eyes because the girl in my arms is Arthur Murray.
Oh, yeah. That was a big one.
Very
yeah.
big. And then there was my excellent platter of Your Lips Seem So Warm When I Kissed You in the Smog. Little did I know you were holding up your dog. Very big for me.
That was a very big number. You did that with the Fred Waring Glee Club, didn't you?
Yes. And Lassie. Ken, I don't like to be hammy, but you've completely overlooked my biggest record of 1949. This is a deathless disc.
What song is that?
Next time you go home to your mother, sweetheart, take your old man, too.
I love that one. Well, I've forgotten that one.
Mention those things.
Well,
Bing,
you'll just have to forgive me for overlooking.
People apprised of the progress of things I'm doing.
You'll just have to forgive me for overlooking your song successes of 49. But now that you've reminded me, I can see where you had a very big year.
Ken, 49 must have been a good year for me. My brother Everett gained 20 pounds.
Oh, at least.
People can talk all they want about atomic energy, but Everett still believes in meat and potatoes.
Yes, I understand Governor Robbins of Idaho has decorated Everett for his work on behalf of baked potatoes alone.
That's nothing, Ken. For his outstanding performance on behalf of steaks, the cattlemen of America have made him an honorary bull.
Yes, I've seen him running around with that ring in his nose.
That's a napkin ring. He was probably on his way to a banquet or something, or Nino and Nella's.
He was certainly all dressed up. He was wearing a lovely boutonniere. A head of cabbage.
Boiled?
He was weaving a little.
Oh, he's a grand boy.
By the way, Bing, what'd you give Everett for Christmas?
I gave him a smoked whale and a tank car of tartar sauce. Ken, let's get back from the get away now from the delicatessen counter. The Rhythmaires are gathering around. The girls are wearing their GE electric blanket skirts. Our opening selection, which is a little thing called I Got a Lovely Bunch of Coconuts. Let's have it, the blinking thing. Hey, John, what do you say, laddie? Stop it there.
Rollerball about, rollerball about, rollerball about a penny a pitch.
Down at an English fair, one evening I was there, when I heard a showman shouting underneath a flare, I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts.
Lovely, lovely, lovely.
Oh, there they are, oh, standing in a row.
Lovely, 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 lovely.
A big one, small one, some as big as your head. You gives them a twist and a flick of the wrist, and that's what the showman said. I've got a lovely bunch of
lovely,
coconuts.
Lovely, 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 lovely.
Every ball you throw will make me rich.
Lovely, 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 lovely.
There stands me wife, the height of me life, singing roller, bowler, ball, a penny a pitch. Singing roller, bowler, ball, a penny a pitch. Singing roller, bowler, ball, a penny a pitch.
Roller, bowler, roller,
roller, bowler,
roller, 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 roller,
singing roller, bowler, ball, a penny a pitch.
Say, I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts.
Ah, have you now?
There they are, standing in a row.
Oh, that adorable.
Big one, small one, some as big as your head.
Hi, laddie.
Give him a twist, a flick of the wrist, that's what the showman said.
Easy.
I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts.
I'll have a avocado.
Every ball you throw will make me rich.
Who's the lady, laddie?
There stands me wife, the idol of me life, singing.
Bola, 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 bola.
pitch.
A singing roller ball, a ball, a penny, a pitch.
Harmony, please.
Singing roller ball, a ball, a penny, a pitch.
Hot life for the soloista.
Roller ball, a ball, a ball,
a singing roller ball, a ball, a penny, a pitch.
How about trying one out in the hall?
Roller ball, a ball.
I'll get back a little farther. I can still hear it. Try one out in the parking lot. Still leaking in somewhere. Get the scotch tape, somebody.
Sing it.
Roller, bowler, ball, a penny, a pitch.
Thank you, little man. Friends, if you want a wonderful smoke, get some Chesterfields for yourself. Get a carton, take out a pack. And when you open it up, you'll notice something that you find only in Chesterfields.
It's the mild aroma of the world's best mild, ripe tobacco. Something you find only in Chesterfields and in no other cigarette. This mild aroma is due to Chesterfield's perfect blend. The blend we know is the right combination of the world's best tobaccos. You'll find because of that blend that every Chesterfield will be A, always milder, much milder than other cigarettes. B, better tasting, will taste better than other cigarettes. And see, cooler smoking will smoke cooler than other cigarettes.
And what's more, you can count on every Chesterfield to leave a clean, fresh taste after smoking. So keep those ABCs in mind and always buy Chesterfield. It's the best cigarette for you to smoke.
Chesterfield satisfy women and men. Chesterfield's over and over again. Milder, much milder, all smokers agree. Always by Chesterfield's ABC.
Here's a new song, recent recording for Decca.
Sorry. Can't you see that I'm sorry? All my life I'll be sorry. I was mean to you. You're so near to me. When you're dear to me, the whole world seems fine. I need you so. How I long to know. You'll always be mine. I'm sorry. Will you ever forgive me? Heaven knows I'll be sorry. If you say we're through. So have a heart. Say we'll never part again. Darling, I love you. Won't you tell me you're sorry too?
Sorry, can't you see that I'm sorry? All my life I'll be sorry. I was mean to you.
You're so dear to me. When you're near to me, the whole world seems fine. I need you so. How I long to know. You'll always be mine. I'm sorry. Will you ever forgive me? Heaven knows I'll be sorry. If you say we're through. So have a heart. Say we'll never part again. Darling, I love you. Won't you tell me you're sorry too?
Sorry, so sorry.
Won't you tell me you're sorry too?
Buddy Cole on the piano. Always very nimble, very agile, always plays an excellent taste. It's guest time once again, ladies and gentlemen. And once again, our guest is Mr. Jolson. I guess it's agreed that a lot of words aren't necessary to describe what he does or how well he does it. Jolie always comes on big, and he comes on singing.
I've been away from you a long time. I never thought I'd miss you so. Somehow I feel your love is real. Near you I want to be. Your birds are singing, it is song time. The banjo strumming soft and low. I know that you yearn for me too. Swanee, you're calling me. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks in D-I-X-I, even know my mammy's waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. Your folks up north will see me no more when I get through that Swanee door. I love the old folks at home, ah, ah, ah. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee shore.
Good. And welcome once again to the Chesterfield program. I must tell you, Al, you were a smash, you know, on your last visit here.
That's what I like about you, Bing. If a fellow's a hit on your show, you're a big enough man to have him back again. That's what I like.
Boy, you can keep coming on back here just as long as I'm on this show.
I may even come back after you left.
And he can do it too, folks. This man came back after he left. Hey, Val, that brings something to mind. You know, the last time you were here, you said you might buy CBS from Bill Paley. How's that deal coming along?
Well, Bing, we hit a temporary snag.
What happened?
Mr. Paley willing to sell everything except Arthur Godfrey.
Well, I see his point. With Godfrey, he can start another network.
With Godfrey, he's got another network.
That Godfrey gets around more than Bob Hope, doesn't he? And Hope hasn't been home since Pearl Harbor.
I didn't even know Hope had a home. But getting back to CBS, Bing, when I get it, I'm going to change the name in your honor. I'm going to call it the Network of Bing Crosby.
Well, thank you. That's very nice. The Network of Bing Crosby, eh?
Yes, sir. NBC.
But if you go through with this, I suppose you make some changes, huh?
Well, naturally, I'd inject what you call additional talent at every show on the air. I'd give every program something they can all use.
What's that?
Jolson.
I see. You know what? I prophesy what's going to happen. I can see it in the distance. Young Dr. Malone would become old Doc Jolson. Marie Wilson would star in My Friend Asa.
Well, that's the idea, Bing. You see, Ma Perkins will become Mammy Perkins. And then it'd be My Al Sunday. Mr. Jolson Tracer of Lost Keen. Lumen Al and Amos Allen Andy.
Gotta get that in there. Of course, the greatest show of them all.
Yeah.
Stop the Jolson.
They can't stop me, Bing, but I just started to get my second win.
But then you admit you're through with your first one.
Bing, I'm in great shape. Why, do you know something? Huh. I feel so good, I even made up a list of the fellas I can lick.
Who you got on it?
Well, I got the list right here.
Let me see.
I can lick Eddie Cantor. Mm-hmm. I can lick Jessel. Mm-hmm. Ed Wynn. Mm-hmm. Victor Moore. Mickey Rooney. Bing Crosby.
No, wait a minute.
What's the matter?
You can't lick me.
I can't lick you?
No.
I'll scratch you right off the list, doesn't it?
I put that joke in myself again.
But on the level, Bing,
I
feel so good medical science hasn't even caught up with me, you know.
How do you figure?
Well, science invented the four-way cold tablet.
That's what they did.
But I have yet to catch a four-way cold.
Well, I hope you Hope you never get one, Al, but if you do, please accept in advance my four-way Gesundheit.
Well, four-way Dankeschön. Now, Bing, maybe you can give me some advice.
Advice, Al, you flatter me.
Well, you deserve it, Bing. You're good, too.
Four-way Dankeschön.
Now, tell me, do you think I should buy the CBS network, or should I make another movie about my life?
You mean there's more?
Oh, man, I've lived. I've been everywhere. And done everything.
Well, you've certainly had time for everything. Hey, Al, don't you think two pictures are enough, Al, really? After all, they only made one picture of Pasteur's life, only one about Emile Zola and Disraeli, and only one about Alexander Graham Bell. And...
I know, Bing, but none of them boys could sing.
I won't question that, Al, because I'm sure you knew them all personally, and I would want to
get... Now, wait a minute, Bing. I know you're kidding, and fun is fun. But let's get one thing straight. On this show and every other show I'm going to be with you on...
I'd like to hear what's it.
I did not fight in the Civil War.
Didn't have to. You were entertaining the troops.
They loved me at Bull Run.
You and Everett.
I didn't see him.
Kidding on the square. Now, I really hope you're not offended by all this talk.
Oh, Bing, I love it. I love it. I know you're clowning. You know, these are the first minstrel show jokes I've done since I was with Lou Dockstader.
Well, let's get back to your next movie. What part of your life could you possibly make into a picture now?
Well, it's going to be the story of my boyhood, Bing. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of calling it Huckleberry Jolson.
I see. Sort of a barefoot boy with cheeks of burnt cork.
Exactly.
Your story should be an inspiration to every American boy who wants to go through life on one knee.
Well, anyway, stop your clowning. I want to give you the idea of this picture. It begins with me walking with my childhood sweetheart in the park. Yeah. We pause at a tree, and I carve the initials, S-T and A-J-W-G-E.
Who's S-T?
Sophie Tucker.
Sophie Tucker?
Yeah, she was a girl once.
Well, she's doing all right now, but Al, about those other initials, S-T, I get that, but A-J-W-G-E, who dat?
Al Jolson, world's greatest Dana, that's who dat.
That's what I like about you, Al. When you're good, you're man enough to come right out and carve it on a tree, eh?
You know, Bing, when I was in Washington, you know, last month, Washington, D.C., that's my home, I went back to that park to look at the tree. Mm-hmm. You'd be surprised how the tree is growing and spread out. And that goes for Sophie, too.
I remember back in the days when I initialed trees.
Yeah?
I was so poor, though, I couldn't afford a knife. Oh. I had to gnaw the initials in.
You did?
Yeah, but it worked out fine. My girlfriend felt that I truly loved her when I kissed her with a mouthful of birch bark.
Well, I hear you were quite a sheik. In fact,
I was the Rudolph Valentino of the Palouse country.
You guess so. Well, your brother Bob, you know, the one who works.
Hmm?
Bob told me that you were quite a ladies' man when you was a boy, you know.
I was. No,
oh, he told me.
Those were the days. On Saturday nights, I used to borrow my brother Everett's necktie, my brother Larry's keychain. There wasn't a girl in the neighborhood who wouldn't go to the movies with me.
Oh, Bing, you were lucky, son.
What do you mean?
Well, when you were a kid, they had movies.
Well, they flickered a little, but there's movies.
Yeah, when I was a young boy, all we had were young girls.
Mm-hmm.
But that was sufficient.
Where'd you take your girls on dates, Al?
Well, to Lover's Lane and a horse and buggy. And Bing, I won't tell you. That was much better than those drive-in theaters they have now.
What do you mean?
No pictures to distract you.
Well, I'm sure we could go on all night discussing the old days versus the new, but when you come right down to it, singing's our racket, huh?
And I sure love to sing with you.
Even when I hit the high ones?
There ain't gonna be no high ones.
That was a close one.
Don't worry, Bingy. We ain't gonna give each other away.
Okay, Jolly, you start the medley and I'll clamber in.
Mm-hmm.
I heard a robin this morning.
Man, you was up early.
I'm feeling happy today.
Good for you.
Don't pack my cares in a whistle. Blow them all away.
What if you've been unlucky? You really haven't a thing.
Oh, I got lots of stuff.
There's a time for you to feel happy. Happy as a king.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along.
There'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song.
Oh, wake up, you sleepy head.
Get up, get up, get out of bed.
Cheer up, cheer up. The sun is red. Live, love. Oh, Bing, be happy.
Ah, what if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields. Flowers.
Chrysanthemums.
Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours.
I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song.
When a red, red robin comes bob-bobbing along.
When the red, red robin comes bobbing along.
The stars out tonight. I don't know if it's cloudy or bright, 'cause I only have eyes for you, dear.
The moon may be high, but I can't see a thing in the sky, 'cause I only have eyes for you.
I don't know if we're in a garden
or on a crowded avenue.
You are here, so am I. Maybe millions of people pass by, but they all disappear from you.
In old Alabama, hey. There's Daddy and Mammy, there's Ephraim and Sammy. On a moonlight night, you can find them all. While they're waiting, the banjos are syncopating.
What's that they're saying?
I don't know.
What's that they're saying? While they keep playing, I'm humming and I'm swaying.
It's a good ship, Robert E. Lee, that's come to carry the cotton away. Watch them shuffling along.
I'm watching, baby. See them shuffling along.
Go take your best gal.
Get your real pal. Go down to the levee.
I said the levee.
I'm gonna join that righteous shuffling throng.
Get that music and song. It's simply great. Faith waiting on the levee. Waiting for the Robert E. Lee.
Red Nichols.
Red Nichols.
Yes, he plays you on board, plays for the quadrille, plays for the captain's
he
dinner.
Do?
He's a mess,
oh,
ain't he?
Yeah, he is. Watch them shuffling along.
Chug, 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 chug.
See them shuffling along. Go take your best gal, your real pal.
Daddy.
Go down to the levee.
I said to the levee.
Join that shuffling throng. Get that music and sound. It's simply great. Great. Wait on the levee. Wait for the Robert E. Lee.
Wonderful, Al. That's a good great tune. But tell me, just what are all the folks waiting there on the levee for?
Well, I can tell you, Bing. Everybody's waiting for the Robert E. Lee to come in with the cargo Chesterfield.
Oh, Ken's absolutely right, Bing. The folks are waiting for Chesterfield.
You sure?
Sure. I'm positive. Because when Ken and I work for Mr. Kraft, everybody's waiting on the levee for the cheese to come in. So on this show, has got to be Chesterfield.
Well, the folks are smart, I think, to run down and meet a boatload of Chesterfields.
Yeah, they certainly are, Bing. And now, here's a special reminder to all who have birthday presents to buy. Give your friends and relatives 200 milder Chesterfields in the new Chesterfield birthday gift carton. It makes a very nice present.
It sure does, folks, and whether you smoke them or give them, you're sure that Chesterfield's satisfied. Members of the songwriting fraternity have always been kindly disposed toward dreaming. We've just finished dreaming about a white Christmas. We had Dreamer's Holiday, and now I can dream, can't I?
I can see, no matter how near you'll be, you'll never belong to me. But I can dream, can't I? Can't I pretend that I'm locked in the bend of your embrace? For dreams are just like wine, and I am drunk with mine. I'm aware my heart is a sad affair. There's much disillusion there. But I can dream, can't I? Can't I adore you, although we are oceans apart? I can't make you open your heart. But I can dream, can't I? Can't I adore you, although we are oceans apart? I can't make you open your heart, but I can dream.
Does it for this session. Before making way for Burns and Allen, I want to thank Al Jolson for being with us and brightening the evening with his dynamic personality.
Ain't he the sweetest boy?
I mean that.
Tell me, Bingsy, who's going to drop in and brighten your evening next week?
Al, we got to have a big guest next week, someone who can follow you.
I'll be here.
Al, I was hoping you'd say that. In fact, I was sure of it.
Well, all I can say is four-way donkashane to you.
And the same to you, Al. See you next week, then. Good night, folks. Happy New Year. We'll be back right here next week, same time for Chesterfield, the best cigarette for you to smoke.
The Bing Crosby Show for Chesterfield was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in again next Wednesday to hear Bing and his guest, Al Jolson. The George Burns and Gracie Allen Show follows immediately.